This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Milwaukee officials say despite a lot of outreach already this year, about 25% of eligible voters in the city have not registered for the November election. The City Election Commission, volunteer groups, and the Milwaukee Brewers continued to chip away at that number yesterday with a drive-through voter registration event in the parking lot of Miller Park. A Milwaukee woman who gave her name as Jane is one of the people who registered without leaving her vehicle. She says it's vital to vote.
There's a lot of trouble in this country, and I believe that my vote matters.
Jane says the drive-through process was extremely easy, and being at the stadium where fans were not allowed during the abbreviated baseball season due to COVID-19 was a plus.
I really missed the Brewers, so it was nice to see Miller Park again.
Leander Boyd says he drove to the parking lot to make sure he was still registered from 4 years ago and to arrange to have an absentee ballot sent to his home. Boyd says he's not very fond of politicians, but will try to make good use of his vote in November.
I try to listen to what everybody say, you know, and make the best decision that's going to benefit not me, but the world, period, the United States.
But despite yesterday's drive-through event getting a thumbs up from those who attended, the number of people who registered appeared to be relatively low. Milwaukee Election Commission Executive Director Claire Woodall-Vogue says the city is actually about 28,000 voter registrations below this time 4 years ago. She says a lot of that is due to a drop-off of 40,000 voters in November 2016 compared to 2012, and not voting since.
In Wisconsin, if you don't vote after 4 years, you will receive a postcard, and if you do not return that postcard certifying that you want to stay registered, then you are dropped from the voter rolls.
More voter registration events are planned across the area in the next few weeks. Woodall-Vogue cautions about waiting until election day to register.
Often 20% of our voters in a general election are registering on election day. And given the pandemic, it's more important than ever to do as much as you can in advance.
Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.